Welcome to a supersized edition of Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. The purpose of the extra half hour of the program today is to raise awareness and support for the Intentional Living Center, officially known as Parent Talk Incorporated, the outreach ministry of Family Life Radio.
Thank you, Kurt, and welcome. We do welcome you live here to our Intentional Living studio today, and we are calling this 5 days for marriage. And as Kurt mentioned, we're setting aside this entire hour as we focus on how to have a marriage. What does it mean? What does it look like? What does it smell like? What does it feel like to have a marriage that God intended for you? And we've got some callers that are standing by to share their stories about the ministry and the mission of Intentional Living. And we're going to invite you in a moment to come and join us, to stand with us together as partners, as we continue to move forward in reaching people with this powerful message for marriage today. And I'll give you a phone number in a couple minutes where you can join us in a very tangible, practical way as a new financial member of Intentional Living. We'll talk about that. I've invited Mike Kankelfritz to join me today because he's going to help me through all 5 of these days. How you doing, Mike?
I'm excited to be here and just to be a part of this amazing ministry. And I mean, let's face it, the backbone of a family is a marriage. And so it's very important. So I'm excited about this. This is great.
You know, I was thinking over the weekend as I was preparing my heart in prayer and thinking about this week and sharing this week with you as a listener, when I was thinking about how our culture is so full of people who are declaring their intentions on all sorts of issues, political issues, issues of their own political position and so on, that when we look at marriage and our passion for marriage here at the Intentional Living Center, when I see the stats, the best is 25% divorce rate with those who are active in church, those who are followers of Jesus Christ, and all the way up to 60% divorce rate for first marriages. Second marriages are even worse than third, even so. And I was thinking, with 25% of marriages ending in divorce, even Christian marriages, at a minimum, think about it. If you had a 25% chance of going to a restaurant in the next week and not only getting sick from the food, but putting you in the hospital killing you,
yeah,
you take it pretty serious where you went to eat and how you picked your food. If you had a 25% chance of the next medical procedure the doctor did killing you, you would approach it in a very serious manner. Think about 25% chance of the tires you just had put on your car failing at 75 miles an hour in the
Yikes.
Next year on the highway and causing a major accident. And here's what I believe, and this is a passion of my heart, Mike, as we think about intentional living. And tell those of us who are married, and you may have a great marriage, you may have a struggling marriage, you may be a single person really looking to the future to get married, until we get to a place where we get mad enough at saying there's something better for marriage than what we're seeing today, and declare our intentions for the kind of marriage that God has for us, only then will good things start to happen. Everything good starts with a declaration of what I call a declaration of intention. The day you decided to get married, you made a declaration of intention to your spouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said, will
Absolutely.
You marry me? And you stood in front of the church and you set that declaration with your vows. The day you decided, maybe you're a person that said, hey, there was a point where I got mad enough, I wanted better health. And I want to take care of my body. You made a declaration to say, I'm going to eat better, and I'm going to start exercising. Maybe you made a decision to get out of debt, to say, hey, I made a declaration of intention to say enough, and we're going to get out of debt. This is true. In fact, we just celebrated, what did we call it? Independence Day. And the 56 men back then in 1776 made a declaration of what?
Independence.
Yeah, they made a statement. And so I'll tell you what, you know what my heart is this week? We're spending these 5 days. We got some great things we're going to share with you. I'm going to invite you, when you call, to join us in support of this ministry, to stand with us as a new monthly member for Intentional Living, which, by the way, is funded separate from the radio station. Your support for Intentional Living today. I want to hear from you. Would you be willing to say you're making a declaration of intention for your marriage for the next 30 days? What one thing could you do for your marriage or for the marriage of someone that you care for, maybe one of your children, that would make a difference? Maybe for 30 days to say, my declaration, my intention is not to criticize, or every day to encourage, or I'm going to pray for my kids every day for the next 30 days. What is that one thing that you would declare when you call to take that first step today, a small step today, to say for the next 30 days, I'm going to stand for what God intends for marriage, and also come and help us with the mission and ministry. Your support in a very practical way is so vitally needed. And we have a special gift Mike's going to tell you about in a moment, one of our best-selling books from the Intentional Living Center. But I decided over the weekend that this little wristband that I wear says one thing.
Right.
And every day I put it on and I say, God, what one thing would you have for my life today to be intentional? I'd like to get two of these. We're going to send two of these for every new member who joins us today, or members who increase their support for intentional living. I'm going to ask you to join me for the next 30 days to put it on every day and say, here's my one thing for marriage. Whatever that one thing is, tell us what it is when you call. Tell us what it is when you go online. We want to read these on the air, and we're going to have a fantastic day today as we continue to really trust God for something very special for marriages from Family Life Radio's Intentional Living Center.
You know, is that something that resonates with you to just, you know, we need to be behind something? And I can't think of a better thing than relationships. It's the backbone of our family. And I'll just be honest, I'm divorced, remarried. And you know what? I think we're doing well this second time around. But the truth is, you always got to be working on it.
That's right.
Do you believe in that? Do you believe in marriage? If you call right now and become a new member of Intentional Living today with an ongoing monthly gift of any amount, by the way, we're not telling you what to give. You'll receive an autographed copy of Dr. Carlson's best-selling book, Starve for Affection. It's a great book. And there, by the way, there's no minimum monthly gift, but can you be a member right now? Our most popular giving level is $30 a month. And if you call right now at 888-888-1717, you can go online at theintentionallife.com to sign up that way. Plus an added bonus. This is cool. If you'd like to say, hey, you know what? I want to get in on this and what you're doing. Also, we would like to send you Dr. Carlson's monthly coaching CDs. You've got CDs that come out every month that help them in every area of their life.
In fact, this month it's on Three Keys to a Thriving Marriage, which is the monthly teaching this month. And we're going to send it to you as a starter to say thank you for joining us as a new member. And then every month, a brand new teaching.
So one person's on the phone. Could we get 10 people to call right now? Never been a part of this before, or you can call back and you're like, hey, I'd like to get that book and I'd like to be a part of those CDs. You can call back and add on to what you're already giving. You can do that as well. That's 888-888-1717. You can go online at theintentionallife.com. Would you now, I'm assuming we got two on the phone, would you just be one of nine people? Maybe you've never done this before and maybe you've been listening to the program. Hey, you know what? Congratulations, you got it for free. Yeah. That's awesome, but it does take some finances to keep this program going. If you believe in marriage, why not call right now and keep it going? 888-888-1717.
Well, when my husband's doing well, the affection is wonderful. I feel completely whole in him and in our relationship with God, that there are times when, and this is one of them, that I just feel like I'm completely alone.
And what do you do when you feel alone?
Oh, I don't know. Right now I'm just leaning on God, but I'm really at a breaking point. I am so tired, and I have no desire whatsoever to leave my husband. I know that we're meant to be, but it's such a hard time that we're going through right now. I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel.
You know, I can picture that. You know, you're looking through a tunnel and you can't see the big picture. And one of the passions that we have here at Intentional Living, who's just joined us, we're spending 5 days this week focusing on marriage, 5 days for marriage, passionate about marriage. And we invited Mike Kankelfritz to join me. As we're getting these calls and we're hearing these stories and people calling as you're sharing your declaration of an intention for your marriage for the next 30 days. And let me just say to you, Melissa, as you shared that question with me, you think about the small steps that we took at the beginning of our relationship. You picked up the phone and you made a date, you know, or maybe you went online if you're a millennial, right? And that's how you set up your first date. And you learned to listen. In those early days, you listened to each other. You paid attention to each other. Maybe there was affection that was shown that was very respectful and encouraging. Now in your marriage, listen, I've seen it as a counselor, silence, criticism, the comparing business, busyness, the kids that come along, financial stress, hurts, misunderstanding. And today, here's and what happens is, and I've seen this in my work with couples, you get overwhelmed. You got 100 issues you're trying to face in your marriage, and you're exhausted. And our passion here at Intentional Living, you hear me talk about the power of an intention or doing one thing. Begin by breaking this cycle with one thing. Maybe you have kids or grandkids or a friend that you see their marriage and you can see it from afar that they're just overwhelmed. If they would just do one thing, it would make a difference. If they would just stop criticizing each other for 30 days. If they would just sit down and put a budget together, say for the next 30 days, we won't use a credit card and we'll talk about our money. Or for the next 30 days, we're going to try to get on the same page in parenting. Maybe we can't fix all of our problems.
Yeah.
Maybe one thing for your kids, maybe you're wringing your hands and you're concerned about your kids or your grandkids and their marriage. How about for the next 30 days, you agree to pray every day for your kids and your grandkids? Just say, that's my one thing for 30 days. And when you're calling now, and you are, to stand with us at Intentional Living, if you believe in this message and ministry, frankly, we need your help. It's funded separate from the radio station, and your ongoing monthly support for Intentional Living will release resources to impact more people for Christ. And as Mike mentioned, we're going to send you the book Starve for Affection that I've autographed, I wrote to encourage marriages. And I've asked the staff to put in two of these one thing wristbands, one for you and one for your spouse. And maybe to agree together for the next 30 days, here's one thing we're both going to do for marriage. And even if they won't, you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you call to join in support of the ministry of Intentional Living, tell us what that declaration, that intention you have so we can pray with you about it. But it begins today. I'm tired and I think I'm sick like the rest of us as we see what's happening of the dumbing down of marriages in our culture and Christian marriages. My heart goes out to those of you who are going through divorce or been through divorce. You know the pain, you know the problems and the stress related to that. We can do better. And if you're married today, maybe you are divorced and remarried, today to say, I choose today to be very intentional in my marriage. You may have a great marriage today, and you're supporting this out of greatness, that God's doing great things in your marriage. But you see others, and your declaration say, I'm going to pray for marriages in need. Let's do this together. And when you join us, we're going to be hearing stories. In fact, when we hear the stories of people's how Intentional Living is making a difference, it's encouraging to us. And God bless you. Thank you for your calls.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us right now as you call that 888-888-1717.
Hi, yes, this is Rainbow down in Tucson, Arizona. And the next great thing I'm doing for my family at home is I no longer complain about my husband. I took a 30-day challenge to not say one negative thing about my husband. And with that, I have found nothing but joy and have found myself not complaining about anything. It has definitely made my family better, stronger, and we've never been more happy. Thank you for Intentional Living. Praise God. Amen.
Wow. Made that declaration for 30 days she wasn't going to complain. And you know what? Have you been ministered to through this ministry, through this program? Is there something that you want to stand for, you know, firm and say, you know what, I'm going to do this for 30 days with my marriage? Why not give back? Maybe you've received all these years and the program's been on for free. Would you be the very next person that picks up the phone and calls 888-888-1717? Again, that's 888-888-1717. You can go online, theintentionallife.com. Now, the most popular giving level is $30 a month. That would be awesome if you could give at that level. Now, maybe you can do more. Maybe you can give a larger one-time gift of $1,000. But whatever level you're giving, call right now. You're going to get Dr. Randy's book, Starve for Affection. He personally autographed it. It's a phenomenal marriage book. And also, on top of that, just to say thank you, sending you the monthly coaching CDs that Dr. Randy does. He's going to come alongside you as your intentional life coach. And this happens every month, right?
Yes.
This is a part of membership. Mm-hmm. They get that.
Yeah, every month I do teaching here with the staff, and we share it with members around the country, and And I'm so appreciative of those who are standing with us with this part of the ministry. As I say, Mike, it's like a church. You know, you have an umbrella ministry,
yeah.
and people are supporting the radio station to keep the radio station on. But Intentional Living is our equipping ministry, and a big part of our passion is for marriage. Because of people who are calling, like right now, to stand with us, it keeps this part of the ministry going and impacting people for Christ. We can't do it without your help. And I would hope that today, within the next couple of minutes, we could have every line busy as people are calling to say, I'm anxious to hear what your intention is so we can report that, but also thanking you in advance for your monthly support and your generous support for the ministry is helping us do this, and God bless you for it.
Would you pray about that? Go to the phone right now. Don't do it just because we're telling you to, but does he have something sparked in your heart regarding marriages? Do you want to help save a marriage? Do you believe in your own? How strong do you believe that? Would you call right now and keep this ministry going? And by the way, this information is great for relationships. It doesn't have to be a marriage. Just working dealing with other people. Here's our number. Call 888-888-1717. Again, 888-888-1717. Will you make that very next phone ring right now? Again, you get Dr. Randy's book, best-selling book, Starve for Affection. You're a part of your membership. You get the monthly coaching CDs that come to you every month. And there's a lot of downloadable stuff that you can get as well, a part of membership.
And because of your support, we're able to do the radio program and to reach people online around the world and have resources available, frankly, for everybody online. We appreciate that. And so people, as you're calling, I just want to say in advance, thank you for catching the vision to support us. And this 5 days of marriage, our goal during these 5 days is to share with you what the results of what's happening with the ministry as a result of your prayer and support.
So call right now. Here's the number, 888-888-1717. Again, that's 888-888-1717. You're saying, what do I give? You know what? You did become a monthly member with Intentional Living today. It's your best monthly gift. Can you be a part of monthly support here? And then you're a member. I love the idea and thought process of membership. There are benefits to being a member. And you can be a part of that right now and keep this going. Again, here's the number, 888-888-1717.
When you see other couples expressing affection, do you wish your relationship was more like theirs? Are there secrets you keep from your spouse? Have you ever wished you had never gotten married? These may be some of the things you think or do when you're starved for affection. And depending on how you answer these questions, they'll show you how vulnerable you are in making bad decisions that could destroy your marriage. Now, Dr. Randy's got help for you. When you become a member of Intentional Living with your monthly, ongoing gift of any amount, we'll send you an autographed copy of his best-selling book on marriage, Starved for Affection. Starved for Affection will help you to start asking the right questions, help change your behavior, and even rekindle intimacy and affection. Get your autographed copy today, as well as a coaching CD from Dr. Randy every month, all when you become a member of Intentional Living. Call now, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. And thanks.
Hey, listen, this is a very special week for Intentional Living. Intentional Living is a ministry of Family Life Communications. And if you've listened for a while, you understand that we have two very important parts of our ministry. Just like in a church, you have the worship and you have maybe an outreach to missions. And within Family Life Communications, we have our radio stations. And you have been so faithful in your support for the station through share-a-thons and through your support. God bless you. And through Intentional Living, which is also part of our ministry, it's our equipping arm where we reach out around the world to equip people on how to live an intentional life. What does it mean? And some of the stories you're hearing today are of marriages that are being saved, people's lives that are being put back together as a result of choosing to follow Christ intentionally. And as a ministry that's listener supported, this is our special week asking you to come and join us. And I would hope that today we could have at least 50 people
Amen.
Who would stand up and say, you can count on me for monthly support, $1 a day, $2 a day, whatever the amount is each and every month, Or if you're a current member, you would call or go online and increase that monthly support that we could see by the end of this week at least 250 new members that would come and be a part of this mission. Would you be one today that would do that? We know there are many needs and people are calling. We have requests of prayer and we pray for people.
Amen.
Within this, we need your help to have you stand with us in support of this ministry. If you believe in it, please call right now. The number that Mike has mentioned, 888-888-1717, is our main number for Intentional Living. It's been rerouted, and our staff are on the phones right now taking your calls. And when you do call, Mike, I was mentioning about having folks tell us what their intention is. Mm-hmm. We want to pray for you. What's one thing that you say, hey, this is one thing that I'd like to do for the next 30 days? It could be as simple as saying, you know what, for the next 30 days, I'm just not going to criticize my spouse. For the next 30 days, I'm going to help without being asked. For the next 30 days, I'm going to fill up my wife's car with gas without being asked to do so, or empty the dishwasher, or help with something that just says, hey, I love my spouse, or I want to work on building more love for my spouse, mm-hmm. and here's one thing I'm going to do. Or maybe it's for someone outside of your marriage. Maybe you have a friend or someone that's really struggling and you want to pray for them. That one thing will make a difference. And that's why we've set aside this week. And thank you for your calls to join with us. Call now. Go online right now. By the way, our online address is theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And share that best gift with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Have you been ministered to through this ministry? Then call right now. You know, the Bible talks about those that you've learned from to share with. Would you consider sharing right now and keeping this radio ministry going? It just takes your support. How much? That's between you and God. But you pick up the phone right now, and whatever that amount is that you settle on, the most popular giving level, that's $30 a month. But would you just do what has God laid on your heart to do? And then call right now and just promise to be a monthly member and supporting this. Lots of great benefits, like we said, to membership. Just for the fact of this is a limited time, by the way. You get Dr. Randy's book, Starve for Affection. We'll give that for you to be a member. Also, these monthly coach. I love the fact that every month you're coming alongside them and providing new information, new things to help them keep on this track of intentional living. Mm. What does that mean to you to have that every month? That's something you can go to, plus hearing it on the radio. Here's the number, 888-888-1717. Call right now. Just grab your phone. You can give online at theintentionallife.com. We're going to give the number really just crazy dumb slow. People like that. I don't know why. We'll all do it together.
Yeah.
Dial 888-888-1717. That's 1717 right now. Let's get every phone busy with your gift, your best gift monthly to Intentional mm-hmm. Living, and become a member today. Get one of those one thing wristbands on your arm. We'll give you the book. You got the monthly teaching CDs that come your way as well. Call right now.
And this month, by the way, it is on marriage. The topic is on the steps to a thriving marriage and how to have a marriage that God intended for you. So as Mike mentioned, that phone number is open. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us what that one thing is, if
Amen.
That's on your heart today, because we want to share those as well. As you call 888-888-1717.
Hi, my husband and I, we have four children, two boys, ages 25 and 22. Our girls are 18 and soon to be 16. My husband's a stepfather to my older two boys, and we often have conflict when it comes to the oldest son. He's a new dad. He's always asking for help, and he's not really following God. He's having a hard time with work, finding and keeping a job, constantly asking for help, and I tend to want to give him that help, and my husband doesn't. He wants him to kind of do that on his own, which I believe he does need to do that on his own, but as a mom, I want to give him that help. So my husband and I do have quite a bit of conflict over that. So if you have any suggestions on a way my husband and I can kind of deal with that together, that would be wonderful.
You know, we talk about the power of one thing for 30 days. You see the problem. It's easy to look into a marriage and see an issue. In this case, a marriage where you've got his and hers, second marriage, can't agree on how to handle the kids. And maybe for the next 30 days, something as simple as saying, here's my declaration, the intention I have for the next 30 days that my husband and I, and even if he wouldn't agree, that I will not discipline without first talking to him and saying, I'm going to intentionally sit down with him every day and just touch base and say, here's an issue and here's how I intend to handle it. You have any input on that? Showing respect. What's better is when the two of you can sit down together, get on the same page, make a decision to say every evening at a certain time, we're going to process how things went today. See, if you don't schedule it, it doesn't get done. And when you do, good things happen, better things happen in your marriage. Hey, folks are calling to share with us. Mike, do you see something there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me see here. Sally from Prescott. Thank you, Sally. Donation of $20 each month.
She increased hers $20
a month. Wow, increasing. Says she's been listening since the earliest days of the ministry. And Dr. Randy, that's me. That's helped her. That's encouraging when you hear that. That's good. Yeah. And I declare I will listen intentionally to my husband every day.
Ooh. There you go. Wow.
You know, that's a hard thing to do sometimes.
I was going to say, I need to make that declaration of my wife.
Yeah.
She's. I think she's saying, would you please listen to me?
You know, there's power in just picking one thing. The reason I do this is because there's many of us in our marriages that get so ADD.
Yeah.
And we get overwhelmed. And there's so many things. We read books. We listen to programs. And we're told to do this and do that and do the other thing. And let's face it, most of them are good advice.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't act because we get overwhelmed. There's so many things I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know what one thing I can do. So if we can get it down to saying, what one thing could I do? What's my intention for the next 30 days? It makes a difference. For instance, Barbara from Rives Junction, Michigan.
Oh, I love that.
Increasing by $10 a month. Just started today, telling something good to her husband for the next 30 days. You know, I don't know about you, Mike, but when my wife can either bring me up or bring me down.
Sure.
Through her words.
Yeah.
And so when she speaks into my life, which she does in ways that encourage me, man, we're still little boys on the inside. It lifts us up. It's something that that we all need in our marriage.
Words have so much power. And that's I love that one. I love this one, too, that my declaration of intent is to speak encouragement towards my husband. That's from Kathy in Mayer, Arizona. You know, what does God have you doing? You know, is it being a part of this ministry? Why don't you couple that with your intention, your declaration over your relationship and what you're going to do for the next 30 days? And you know you've benefited from the teaching here. Why not keep it going? It is a separate ministry than Family Life Radio. This is its own fund. It needs its own funding. So call right now. It's 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Become a new member of Intentional Living today with an ongoing gift. And you'll receive an autographed copy of Dr. Randy's best-selling book on marriage. It's called Starve for Affection. And by the way, there's no minimum monthly gift. The $30 a month is the most popular giving level. Can you do that at 888-888-1717? And then an added bonus, you're going to get the monthly coaching CDs that come alongside as Dr. Randy's your intentional life coach. Again, that's 888-888-1717. You can go online at theintentionallife.com right now to invest in marriage. Who wants to stand for marriages right now? Again, here's the number one more time. Please call now. You know, it gets crazy. It, by the way, this is only going on for this hour, yeah. And that's it. So call right now. Don't put it off. That's 888-888-1717.
And when you do, not only we're going to send you the book, Star for Affection, but I asked the staff to include the wristband that I wear every day. I had made for me called One Thing. And on it, it's a reminder every day when I put it on, what one thing can I do, will I do today that'll bring glory to God? And in this case, talking about marriage, as you put this on for the next 30 days, make that commitment, one thing that you would do for marriage or for a marriage that you're concerned about through prayer. What one thing would make a difference? Our gift to you as you come, as Mike mentioned, and join us in financial support. Your monthly support matters. If you can join us with $1 a day or $2 a day, someone who could share right now, maybe even $4 or $5 a day, you know what you can do,
yep.
What God has laid on your heart. Call, share with us that one thing, and share with us your support for the ministry at 888-888-1717.
my marriage, we struggled and struggled, and I would constantly pray for the Lord to change my husband's heart, and in return, he changed my heart and tendered my heart, and my husband and I have the most amazing marriage. Dr. Randy actually, a long time ago, had a program on where a lady wanted to leave her husband, and he said for 30 days to do things to please him and see how that went, and I did that, and just the Lord is just working amazingly in our life.
Well, golly, it works. Mm-hmm. Isn't that awesome? You know, you can be a part of keeping that going. You know, Dr. Randy has spent years dealing with these topics, and yes, he knows what works, and we're just wanting to invest in your relationship as well as others. Why not call right now and keep that going? Lives are being changed, and the cool thing is you get to be a part of it and have an amazing day knowing that if this is God kind of nudging on you to be a part of this ministry, you did the right thing. That's going to feel great. Why not call right now? It's 888-888-1717. Again, 888-888-1717. We want to invest in marriages. And all this week, it's 5 days for your marriage. Just pick up the phone. You can give online at theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717 and do it right now.
You're listening to a supersized full hour of Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. But 5 days for marriage on Intentional Living is intended to focus on God's intention for marriage. So listen and learn. And if you want to partner with Dr. Randy as a monthly member, call now. 888-888-1717 or join safely and securely online at theintentionallife.com.
These three keys I'm going to share with you will not work unless we use the right lock. Ever notice that every lock has a different kind of key? And the key to these three, the lock to these three, is humility. We're never going to have the kind of relationship that God intends for us to have unless we have humility. And I want to give you the biblical basis for this. That happens to be an excerpt from the teaching this month on keys to a thriving marriage. If you're a new listener of Intentional Living, you know part of the mission that we have is to get resources into the hands of our members, those who are on this journey with us of living intentionally. And I create a brand new teaching every month. We put it on CD and mail it to you as a way of saying thank you for your monthly support this month, Three Keys to a Thriving Marriage. And that'll be sent to you as you join as a new member today. Of course, members, you'll receive it automatically, along with the book Star for Affection that I wrote to help strengthen marriages with really practical, intentional help. And then I wanted to include, and we're going to include two of the One Thing wristbands because we're talking about the power of one thing. If you've just joined us, this is sort of a supersized week. We're calling this 5 Days for Marriage from Intentional Living. Intentional Living is a part of the overall ministry of Family Life Communications, but funded separate from the radio station. And so we've been inviting this week you to come and be a part of this ministry to help support what we're doing. We're listener supported. And I want to say thanks to those of you who have already called. You're getting it, you understand it, and you're calling to share mm-hmm. in the ministry, and we're going to get this to you. And also inviting you to tell us one thing for your marriage that we can pray about over the next 30 days as you're focusing on one thing for your marriage. I invited Mike Kankelfritz from our broadcast team to ride with me here to help out. And I know you have a passion for families and for marriage as well, Mike. And this entire week is really symbolic of our whole mission mm-hmm. to really offer hope, as we talk about, to experience hope through radio, and here to equip people to live intentionally in their marriages.
You know, how important is it, you know, and I don't know where you are with your marriage. Maybe things are going well. Maybe, you know, you could work in certain areas. I think we could all work, and we could all make it better. That's for sure. I'll just say this. In my own situation, my own marriage, we have a special needs daughter. She's 15 years old, and it's multiple disabilities. It's been like taking care of a three-month-old for 15 years now. She's completely dependent on us. The divorce rate in the special needs community is 85%. Mm-hmm. And we're still here. My wife and I, we're still doing this day after day. We've made a commitment to each other, and we're still making it. It's not easy. It's hard. It's tough. But you know what? We love each other. At the end of the day, you have to say, all right, I'm with this person, and I love her, and I love her more than being apart. And it's tough, but we got to make it work. And yeah, we love each other, and there's the whole romantic side of marriage. But you know, we're just saying today, can you take a stand in your own relationship? Can you take a stand for others, for marriages, and keep this ministry going? 5 days for your marriage. What does that mean to you? Can you pick up the phone right now? Just grab your phone and call 888-888-1717. Your gift of any size, by the way, makes you a monthly member. Would you do that? Now, the most popular giving level, it's $30 a month. But do you want to keep other marriages going strong? And how about your own marriage? What's one thing that you can, that's one of these truths that Dr. Randy has. What's one thing that you can do today? And once we've heard it time and time again, people implement this one thing, and just that one small thing right. changes everything. Mm-hmm. Would you call right now, 888-888-1717, or online at theintentionallife.com?
And you know, your financial support is going to go directly into impacting people for Christ.
Amen.
And strengthening marriages. So your call is needed. Your involvement's needed. You can either go to theintentionallife.com and give online right now, or as Mike mentioned, call 888-888-1717. Our staff are standing by for your call right now.
I might not have a marriage, and it is in limbo. My husband is in basic training, but has asked for a divorce. And I'm just curious as to how, as a believer and a follower of Christ, I'm supposed to behave, and what my obligations, and how hard do I fight, and what advice you might have on how to pray for my husband and how to prepare our 2, 4, and 5-year-old children for the possibilities without damaging their relationship with their father or their trust in the family system.
Hey, listen, Marjorie, I think in marriages today, it's very hard. And my wife, Donna, and I, this week, are celebrating, I can't believe it. I'm down to that, I can't believe it. 47 years of marriage.
Wow.
We were teenagers.
That's amazing.
I was 19, Donna was 18, so you do the math, you can hold him. But, but you know, Donna and I, we were spending some time this weekend, and I commented to her about this week and what we're doing and so on. I could think of probably many times over 47 years, Donna could have said, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way life is. There are days that we all want to be out of here. And so you're asking the question, Marjorie, how much do you fight? You fight hard for your marriage. Now, it doesn't always work. I know that. I mean, some of you are divorced. You've been through this. You know what the pain associated with it. But I can remember in one of my classes when I was going through my graduate work, secular university, and they brought in a mediation expert who was saying, one of the things you guys got to talk to couples about is how expensive it is to get a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just the practical issues of divorce, that's a really big deal. And when you're in the midst of pain and problems, the first thought is, I just want the pain to stop. I don't want to stand in the middle of this ring and keep, you know, beating heads with each other. We want to go to the corner, and then eventually, let's just get out of the pain. Why do we want to get back into it? Now, I know divorce happens. We understand that. We know there are causes for divorce. But I'll tell you, if we can start out with the love that we had at the beginning, get on the same page, and do some small things. I have seen people who have put their marriages back together, not with huge steps, but with baby steps, doing one simple thing. Maybe for the next 30 days, you just say, I'm choosing, because I know this is a big deal for my spouse, I'm choosing to do this one thing. Maybe not criticize, maybe not ask so many questions. Maybe one thing, I'm going to pray for them for the next 30 days. Maybe it's the next 30 days, I'm going to help without being asked. Whatever that one thing is, but you're committed to it. Maybe you have a fantastic marriage today, but you have a friend, a sibling, maybe a parent, maybe you have a child, and their marriage is not going so well, and you know it, and you're concerned. maybe for the next 30 days, your intention, your declaration of intention for 30 days is to pray for that young person. This mission of intentional living, part of the overall ministry of Family Life Communications, funded separate from Family Life Radio, is passionate for marriage. Now, we talk about other areas, finance, we talk about kids, we talk about work, but you know what? Those things impact marriage. And so this week, we have set aside these 5 days just very candidly asking for you to come and support this ministry. We're listener supported, and to be able to continue to do what God has given us to do, your support is vitally needed. Your monthly support will make a difference.
Huge
difference.
It
is making a difference now.
Yes.
And we have some gifts that we're going to give to you to say thanks, plus ongoing teaching to encourage you. But I'm going to challenge you in these last, because we only have this hour, so we got only 20 minutes left before we go back to regular FLR programming. In the next 20 minutes, we would be so encouraged to hear from you and nine others to have 10 lines lighted right now.
Let's do it.
Call and say, Randy and Mike, you can count on me. I'm either increasing my support to intentional living or becoming a brand new member, but I'm going to stand with the mission and ministry right now with the best gift each month. And to say thank you, Mike will tell you we have a special gift for you. But I hope you'll do that now, because this week I'm looking for several hundred people who will come and say, you can count on me to be a part of this mission to make a difference for marriages right now across the country.
So that's either if you've given already, you want to call back and add on to what you're doing monthly, you've never given before. Here's the number, 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. Now, if you do that right now, by the way, you're saying, how much should I give? Well, that's between you and God. Now, the most popular giving level, that's $30 a month. But if you do it right now, you're going to get Dr. Randy's best-selling book on marriage, Starved for Affection. All right? It's autographed, too.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's autographed. Plus, as an added bonus, you're going to get his monthly coaching CDs coming alongside you as your intentional life coach. And this past month's teaching was on marriage.
Right. Three keys to a thriving marriage.
So we want to just hold the banner high of marriage. Can you join in what is going on here? Again, the number is 888-888-1717. Dr. Randy, we got Stephanie in Glendale.
Yeah. Listen, Stephanie has just joined us $30 a month, and she said her declaration, her intention is not to be critical of her husband. You know, the research is clear that the number one evidence of the beginning of a downfall of marriage is criticism in the marriage. Research is clear, secular research. If you watch marriages that fail, you can often go back and see criticism as a core ingredient. So Stephanie, you're making a small step that has huge benefits. Thank you. Here's one, an intention to speak encouragement. Kathy says she's going to speak encouragement toward her husband every day, next 30 days, and she has become a monthly member of Intentional Living as well.
Would you join them right now? Here's the number, 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. Would you make the next line ring? You're saying, wait a second, I thought radio was free. Well, it is for you right now, but it costs money. It takes money to keep this thing going, and you can sort of pay it forward, so to speak, for that next person in the car next to you or that marriage that you know that needs help. 888-888-1717. Would you keep this ministry going? Again, one more time, 888-888-1717.
Hey, Dr. Carlson, I've been listening to your program for about a month or two now on my way home from work, and today you were talking about criticism in your marriage and some of the problems it causes and creates, and it's something I've been thinking about personally and trying to do, because, you know, after working all day, I go home and my frustration seems to go to my husband. So today I'm going to take a first step and do as you're saying and try to make my husband feel good about himself and not criticize him as I have been, even jokingly. So I thank you. I love your program, and I'm hoping to make some great changes in my life. Thanks, Dr. Carlson.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you. You know, words either breathe life into a marriage or they blow out the little spark that may be left in a marriage. Our words matter. Even James tells us they're like a little spark that set a whole blaze of going into a forest. And it happens in marriages. What we say to each other and how we say it matters. If we spent just a little more time crafting what we want to say, the Bible says that a word aptly spoken, listen to this word picture, a word aptly or appropriately, timely spoken, is like apples of gold and settings of silver. I love the word picture given there, that we can either bring up or bring down our marriage. Here's what I believe, and I've seen it. I've seen it happen. If some of you today said, I make a commitment, my declaration of intention, as it were, for the next 30 days is to speak every day, five times every day, or three times every day, or many times every day, but to be intentional in deciding to do something positive and speaking into the life of your spouse when maybe they didn't anticipate it or expect it, or maybe even frankly deserved it, but you spoke into their lives something that really was positive, I can almost guarantee you your marriage will be better in 30 days than it is today.
Amen.
And you're going to feel better about it as well. When we follow what the Word of God teaches about our minds, about our words, about our actions, it makes a difference. If you've just joined us, we've got a special supersized edition of our Intentional Living Week. We're calling it 5 Days for Marriage, and I invited Mike Kankelfritz to join me because I know he has a passion for marriage as well, and our whole ministry does at Family Life Radio. We have a passion for marriages and families. We are, after all, Family Life Radio, right?
Yep.
But our Intentional Living Center is really the equipping arm of what we do. It's funded separately, and this week we're asking you to come and join us in support of this area of the ministry. And it has benefits. Memberships has benefits because we know that you're a person that likes to learn and grow. And so we send teaching to you on CD each and every month on intentional living topics. And the book Star for Affection that I wrote for Focus on the Family through Tyndale House Publishing is our gift to you. I'm autographing and get it to you. But I asked the staff to include this one thing wristband because every day I put this on. I go through the same little ritual, Mike, every morning. When I put it on, I say, God, what's one thing today? You know, maybe.
And I love that it's on your wrist. It's a reminder.
It's a reminder every day. So I look at it. So if your one thing for the next 30 days is to say, you know what, I'm just going to cut down that criticism. Or maybe your marriage is great, but you have a neighbor or a friend or maybe parents or a sibling that going through a difficulty in their marriage. Your one thing may be every day I put that on and breathe a prayer. My one thing is to pray for my sister, or my brother, or my son or daughter, or maybe a parent that's going through difficulty in their marriage, to make it a priority to do one thing. It's transformational. And so when you call right now to join the four on the line right now, when you call to share your best monthly gift for intentional living, we're going to get all of this to you to say thank you. But our time's running out, Mike.
It is.
We only have about 13 minutes left here.
And by the way, when this is done at the top of the hour, it's done. So would you call right now? Don't put it off. Just what is your best monthly gift? Can you do that right now? And you can give it online at theintentionallife.com or call this number, 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. You get Dr. Randy's book, Star for Affection. He has autographed it for you. Also, as an added bonus, sending you his monthly coaching CDs. This month's was on marriage as well. But you know, he's your intentional life coach, and you get these CDs every month and downloadable product from our website to help you be intentional in your life and follow through what Christ has for you. On top of that, we've got a Intentionals. It's a top 10 list from Dr. Randy for your marriage that you can download as well. And a pretty cool poem. It's called The Wall. Yeah. I was reading this the other night because it's right there in the first chapter of the book. And it was like, wow, that's really, really powerful. And it's kind of a reality as to what happens in a lot of relationships. You can help keep relationships going. Keep your own relationship strong with your spouse. Call this number, 888-888-1717. Again, that's 888-888-1717. Do it right now.
Hi, I'm a caller from up in Canada, Calgary, Alberta, and I was listening to iTunes for the Intentionally Living, and the message today is tenderness. And I'm having a challenge right now in my life. I've been apart with my wife for over 18 months now, and obviously there's nothing to be tender to be showing at all in neither side. And I know I need to take responsibility on my own hands. And also at the same time, I think it's important for us as a couple to show tenderness toward each other. It's tough to moving forward when the other person chooses not to make the same choices. And it's very difficult when you have a 6 years old in the midst of this struggles that we're facing. Just a quick question for Dr. Randy. What's the process that I should take moving forward from here on? It's not been an easy journey for the past 18 months. Thank you.
I can hear your pain, brother. Mm. And I'm glad you're listening on iTunes in Canada. You know, the Ministry of Intentional Living reaches around the world online in addition to what you hear right here on the radio. And I think he represents so many calls. They come in by the hundreds of people who are struggling. And he mentioned tenderness, a lack of tenderness. And in the book, Starve for Affection, I have a whole chapter on the power of tenderness. What do you do? I think you begin by saying, you know, I can't do this alone. I need God in the center of my life. And you make an intentional decision to stay plugged into a support group with other men, stay plugged into a church. And I tell men going through these kinds of difficulties, don't get stupid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see a lot of people when they go through problems in their marriage, they get stupid. Now, come on, you get stupid. and there's a lot of definitions to that. It could be stupid with money, stupid with other relationships, stupid with substances to try to, you know, drugs or alcohol to try to kill the pain, stupid about what you do with your life, the decisions you make that will further damage. And don't get stupid. This is a time to stay solid, especially if there's children, to be predictable and loving and prayerful and just do the next right one thing. That's what intentional living and our message is all about. You know, you make a call like that possible because there are people listening today, Mike, and our mission includes marriage. We talk about so many areas, but marriage is certainly at the core of who we are as a mission. And we're asking you as a listener, and maybe you're supporting Family Life Radio. God bless you. Continue that support. But Intentional Living is funded separately, and your monthly support will go directly to help us rescue more marriages, save more marriages. And I'll tell you what, as a result of even today's broadcast, if one marriage is saved, it's been worth it.
Amen.
And that's why we do this. That's why we do this. And it's making a difference. And I want to thank you for your monthly support. In fact, let me do we have time? Let me play something very quickly for you. Can you play Jesse, Rob? This young man just turned on the radio, and I want you to hear what happened to him as a result of thinking intentionally. And then I'm going to challenge you in these last 8 minutes to really light up every line and join us in wrapping up this hour with your best support for intentional living. Take a listen.
Hey, this is Jesse. I just tuned in and I've been listening for a few minutes now. It's kind of wild how God works in someone's life. I was listening to your show on friends outside of the marriage, and it's really heavy on my heart. There's this girl at work, and we share so much in common, and laugh and joke all the time, and I really question whether or not I should stay in my marriage because of the feelings I have for this girl, and this girl has the same feelings for me. It's been heavy on my heart, and I've been wanting to talk to God about it, and I've been praying like, God, what am I supposed to do about it? It's kind of funny your show came on, and I just turned on the radio and you guys saved me. Your show had absolutely just made me say, no, that was an exact answer from God, black and white. I need to just drop this because it's not good. I love my wife. My wife's done nothing wrong to deserve any of this.
Wow.
That's why we do it, Mike.
Man, that's the rubber meets the road right there. He was literally planning on leaving his marriage, being with this coworker instead, and he said, your program saved me. Well, we know that God used the program to save him. And you know what? Does he want to use you right now to keep this program going to save marriages? Is that you? Well, here's the thing. We're not talking to anybody else. It's just one person, and is that you? Would you call right now? Now, the most popular giving level, that's $30 a month. You can do that on your credit card, debit card, whatever, however you want to do this, set it up. You can do that automatically. But we're just saying, just give whatever God has placed in your heart. Can you do that? And if you do that, then you're going to get Dr. Ranning's book, Starved for Affection. He's autographed it for you. Plus, as an added bonus, we've got some coaching CDs. Every month, you're going to get, as a member, CDs on different areas of how to live an intentional life. This past month was on marriage. So why not call right now? Keep this program going. There's proof this works. And we just want to follow what God has for this ministry. And does he have you being a part of that right now? I think he does. Then grab the phone and call 888-888-1717 or online at theintentionallife.com. How much time left? Five minutes. That's it.
Yeah, four and a half.
Don't put this off. We're not doing this next hour. You've got 5 minutes to call in, 888-888-1717 to call right now.
5 days for marriage, right now for marriage.
Yes.
Right now, 888-888-1717.
How do you feel when your spouse ignores you, cuts you off when you talk, criticizes you in front of others, refuses sex, spends more time with others than with you? Do any of these questions ring true for you? Then there's a good chance that you're starved for affection. The good news is that Dr. Randy has help for you with his book, Starved for Affection. And when you become a member of Intentional Living with your monthly ongoing gift of any amount, we'll send you your own autographed copy of his best-selling book. And you'll start receiving monthly teachings from Dr. Randy on CD. Just call now, 888-888-1717. Again, 888-888-1717. Or go online to theintentionallife.com. And thanks.
You know what? We only have a few minutes left, about 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes left for the live portion today of our 5 days for marriage. And we're going to be here this week. And I'll tell you what, between now and the next time we're here live with Mike and myself, maybe you're making a declaration of intention and you'd like to share what it is for your marriage as you're supporting the ministry. You can go online and share that gift by going to theintentionallife.com. Tell us what that is. We'd love to be reading these throughout this week and be praying for you. We just had a caller who shared with us, Mike, to tell other callers that divorce has so many unexpected costs and expenses that they didn't anticipate.
Oh, wow.
The caller and her husband have both been through divorce, and the expenses and the pain after divorce was much worse than the pain during the marriage.
Mm.
And I tell people, listen, you fight for your marriage. I know divorce happens. We know that. We've got many of you listening. Maybe you've been through a divorce and a remarriage. We know that. But wherever you are today, if you're married, to make this marriage work, and you can do it with God's help by being intentional. And that's why we're here to share with you this passion of supporting the ministry. I hear the clock telling us it's
1 minute
time.
Left.
1 minute left.
1 minute. In this next minute, can you please pray about your part and call right now? That's 888-888-1717. Call right now.
Yeah.
Your best monthly gift to keep this program going and to stand for marriages. Again, 888-888-1717. Now we got about 30 seconds left, Dr.
Yeah,
Randy.
And then we're going to start the closing theme, and we're going to be out of here. But you know what? You can continue to call. The phone lines will remain open.
Yep.
As the web as well. Join the five on the line right now at 888-888-1717. Or go ahead to theintentionallife.com. If you believe in marriage, tell us that one thing we can pray with you about, and thank you. God bless you for standing with us. It's going to be a great week.
888-888-1717. Again, 888-888-1717. You can help keep marriages going right now with your monthly gift to The Intentional Life, to The Intentional Living Program. 888-888-1717.
If we've encouraged you today to at least start to think about a better path for your marriage, a healthier path for your marriage in terms of your thinking, your behavior toward one thing that you could do, then it's been worthwhile. Maybe you've ended today feeling more frustrated than even an hour ago as you listen. And I would encourage you to take that frustration. You know, as the Bible says, be angry, but do not sin. To use whatever that frustration or anger you're feeling and direct it in a way that will help build you in your relationship with Christ and hopefully and prayerfully rebuild your marriage. We are standing for you in marriage here at Family Life Radio and Intentional Living. Thank you for your calls. We're going to continue these 5 days for marriage next time from the Intentional Living Center. We'll see you then.
This has been a supersized edition of Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. The purpose of the extra half hour of the program today is to raise awareness and support for the Intentional Living Center, officially known as Parent Talk Incorporated, the outreach ministry of Family Life Radio.